Every day is Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. Every day is a day that we are so happy for all of the goodness that the day has brought to us. I'm sitting here at a beautiful bench overlooking the Shangri-La Pond, the glorious reeds growing there, the pond so beautiful, and Rudy is walking by me, looking around, saying, "I like nature. I'm so happy to be here in nature. I'm so happy to be here in life, delighting in the things that make me filled with joy, make me happy that I'm alive." Are you happy that you're alive? Are you happy that you're living in your life and doing whatever you're doing right now? Are you happy that you get up in the morning? Are you happy that you get out of bed and go and freshen up? Are you happy that you have a lovely breakfast? Are you happy that you're surrounded by beautiful people all the time? Are you happy that you're doing things that make you happy? Are you happy? Well, that's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is where we praise and give thanks for the glory of the day, for the glory of the life that we're living, for the wonder and the magic of all of the things that take place in our world that say, isn't this something extra special good? Something truly magnificent, something beyond whatever we had ever dreamed before? If we can go through life continually saying Thanksgiving, continually saying how wonderful life is, continually praising all, praising ourselves to start with, saying, "I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I like me, I like me, I like me," and then expand and say, "I like my world, I like everybody in my world, I like all the circumstances in my world, I like all the things that make up my world." This is Thanksgiving indeed. Many of us forget to take time for Thanksgiving. We forget to take time for Thanksgiving because we're so broiled up in the world in which we live. We're so intense on things that we read about and things we hear. We want to go by an accident scene. We want to rubberneck and see what's going on over there. We want to see what's going on. Hey, that's none of your business. You never see an accident. You drive on the highways of life all the years of your life, all the years of your life, however many they may be, 100, 200, 1,000. And as you drive on the highways of life, you never see an accident. That's not in your nature. You give thanks that you never see an accident, but it's not the negative so much. It's that the road is always free and clear, and that everywhere you go are wonderful people. Are everywhere you go, every driver is driving smoothly and wonderfully. Every driver is driving as an ideal chauffeur. Yes, as an ideal chauffeur. And are you an ideal chauffeur? Are you something so wonderful, so fantastic, so marvelous? I think you are. I think you are. Because that's what makes up all of life. You are the ideal chauffeur. Well, I see the wind has come up a little bit right now, and that's lovely. But I'm sure that on my tape recording here, the wind doesn't sound exactly right. So I'll finish this a little later and know that every day is Thanksgiving. And now we've come inside the house, and all is peaceful and quiet. And we still affirm every day is Thanksgiving. Now, is every day Thanksgiving with you? Are you thankful for everything? We just had a little discussion. And in this discussion, we were discussing whether our beautiful new daughter, Ruby, should be allowed to get on different beds or not. Because when we have guests here, if those dogs have been on the bed, then we feel they have to change the bed. But I have a feeling that when we have guests, we change the bed anyhow before they use it. So what difference does it make? But anyhow, now, the discussion was how to keep Ruby from going on beds that really shouldn't be going on. But now, my personal problem is I don't know there's a bed that Ruby shouldn't be on, because it's my daughter, it's my beautiful puppy. And some people feel that there are some that she shouldn't. Now, how can we have Ruby go on the beds that Ruby should go on and not go on beds that she should not go on? Now, that's how can you drive into town and have an absolutely beautiful, lovely drive? You see, all the way is open before me. I am the ideal chauffeur. I'm the ideal chauffeur. Okay, now, here we are at the house, the monastery here, and Ruby is learning new habits here. And she's perfectly happy with learning new habits. And so we teach Ruby, you cannot get on any bed. Not your daddy's bed, not your mommy's bed, not Anita's bed, nobody's bed, the guest beds. You just can't get on a bed. Now, you don't belong there. And Ruby says, okay, if that's the way you want it for me, okay, I don't mind. I like to do what I like to do. But if you teach me new programs of what I like to do, then I will learn the new program of what I like to do. Daddy, do you realize every day is Thanksgiving for me? I am so thankful to be in my wonderful home here. I am so thankful that you're training me to do things that make me a happy dog wherever I go. I'm so thankful. I have so much to be thankful, and I am thankful for that. And that's what Ruby says. Now, how do we train Ruby? Do we train Ruby by saying, no, 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 no? Pretty soon we get tired of saying no. Because no is what we're training her to listen for. We want to train Ruby to listen for yes, 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 yes. That's our Thanksgiving. When we say, yes, Ruby, come here. Yes, Ruby, you're a good girl. Yes, Ruby. Oh, you hear that, don't you? You hear that. Ruby lifts up her head and she looks at me and she says, I like that. I don't like those don'ts. I like that. Yes, yes, I'm a good girl. Yes, right, Ruby? Oh, yes, you are. She looks at me and she says, I will do anything for you. I'll follow you anywhere. Now, when you got somebody in your life that's that way, that's pretty nice, isn't it? Then, are we going to go around being contrary to what we teach and what we know? Positive thinking, positive living, positive attitudes. Ruby is always doing the positive, wonderful thing. If I think Ruby while I'm walking the path, bah, she's right next to me. When I'm walking the path and I don't see Ruby anyplace, and I think, my goodness, where's Ruby? And I say, Ruby, in my heart. So walk beside me now, sweetheart. Where are you? And she's up ahead of me, you know. She comes out of the bushes up ahead of me and looks back at me and said, did you call? Did you call? Now, she would come right to me, too, if I wanted her to, but she was having fun up there. I said, it's okay. Enjoy. And she enjoys it. I have so much to be thankful for. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And every day is a Thanksgiving for you, too. Now, we heard the wind as it came up, as I sat at the Shangri-La Pond, and it was very noisy on the microphone. I'll have to figure out a way that I can be outdoors and not have the wind be noisy on my microphone. I have a little padded microphone. I should try that in a windy time and see how it works. But we have so much to be thankful for. If I don't like the wind outside, what can I do?
Come inside.
Come inside. Right. Sorry. And if I don't like the talk that I gave, what can I do?
Make a new one.
Exactly. Make a new one. And am I tied to everything that I've done? Is my word so precious, so wonderful, that I cannot allow one of them to be wasted? Oh, that's the time things happen. When you worry about things like that, then your machines don't work right. Your battery runs out right while you're in the middle of something, or something happens to you. But when you are always saying, all is
In divine order. In divine order.
All is in divine order. When we say all is in divine order, all is in divine order. Now you can be thankful for that, because that's the truth about you, and that's the truth about me, and that's the truth about all of us. Now, one thing I can do, I can always depend on myself to give a good talk. I can always depend on myself to like myself. I can always depend on myself to be happy with life. And when I'm happy with life, when I'm giving a good talk, when I'm doing beautiful things, what's happening in my world? Exactly what I'm putting out. Exactly what's happening. My world is wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, joyous. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every day is Thanksgiving. And the more I realize every day is Thanksgiving, the more I realize that I'm living in a self-created world of perfection and happiness and goodness and wholeness and peace and love. And it's good. And it's very good. Join me in that very good Thanksgiving day. For it's only good when you give it away. I love you. I love you. I love you.